Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome everybody to this 144K planet-changing, game-changing intervention that we euphemistically call meditation. This is the Unknown Light Warrior and welcome to this always momentous occasion of the March 25th lunar eclipse of 2024. And let's make sure, as always, that all three platforms are working. And well done to anyone in North America participating. Not the opportune hour, I understand, but we know what the deal is. We know what the stakes are. And of course, welcome if you're new. We're going to really go kind of deep. We're really reaching the most hidden things, the most hidden secrets, the last remnants of what's holding us back, that will then act as a springboard upward in frequency upon releasing them. And as always, the 144K is on the vanguard, making this happen. Cobra's group is doing a booster meditation, which is always nice. And we're really, and I know many of you can sense this, at that point where the last of the blocks, the last of the anchors, the last of the deep hidden secrets are now, it's time for them to be discovered and removed, especially tonight. So begin the process, and there's lots more coming. So begin the process of breathing deeply and calmly and getting yourself into that meditative state for a few minutes. And just continue to breathe deeply and slowly, and of course effectively begin this meditation and align and harmonize our energies. Begin that letting go process of all thoughts, needs, wants, desires. And while you're doing that, keep in mind that doing the 20-minute Cobra Boost meditation is optional, and I will notify you just before that begins. And if you're being told to go do that, sure, you can. But it is optional. And on this occasion, we won't be switching over to the recording of the Boost meditation. We're just going to keep on soldiering on. And so just follow your guidance on that, on whether you feel guided to switch over to the YouTube link that we provided in the email we sent today, on whether you want to go do that, and I will let you know a minute or two before that starts, and it's optional. So back into that sacred space. Really allow yourself to begin the, I suppose, traditional basic form of meditation, stillness, being in the now, remembering to breathe deeply and evenly with your in and out breath through your nose, making sure you're fully comfortable to really calm the energies, stabilize the energies. That obviously helps with any form of energy work. As we continue and keep on meditating at a deeper and deeper now moment level. Before we go up, as always, there'll be moments of silence from me. You just tune in to that beautiful, sweet, sacred silence and stillness to really get in touch with the greater reality and truth, to go beyond the extreme limitations of your 5 physical senses. As you continue to breathe deeply and slowly, slowing down, lowering those brain wave states in a completely detached way. And as you continue to breathe deeply and slowly, begin to tune into your soul without an ounce of trying. Kind of feel your soul with your whole body, for lack of a better way of verbalizing it. It's done instantaneously. And needless to say, your soul has enormous power, memory, skills, from all those thousands upon thousands of lifetimes. And this lunar meditation is also about letting go of the primary blocks that are still in the way of further integrating, assimilating and channeling the extreme power, wisdom, skills of your soul. And now begin to tune in. And again, it happens sort of instantaneously, so sort of be ready for that. Begin to tune in to the energies of April, just without an ounce of trying or judging or labeling, just take it for what it is, basically. The energies of April. And then I'll quickly give a word about that, because this is important, and it'll make you understand at the rational mind level how on the brink, momentous of a position or stage that we're at. Just casually, calmly do that for a couple of minutes.
Okay. So now
it's important to be very conscious of the fact that Abel, energetically speaking, is kind of like not necessarily the big turnaround month, energetically speaking, because things have been turning around for some time now, obviously. April will be the month where things have turned around so far and to a point where that watershed moment, breakthrough moment in the energies really happens. Especially on or after the April 8th eclipse. Still at this point, before we complete our work tonight or today, at this point, that's still more of a potentiality. Our job is to put the planet on the timeline where it becomes pretty more like an inevitability, not just a potentiality. And remove the, in one respect, understandable mass resistance, in other words, volatility, leading up to April 8th. And as a taste of what I mean by the volatility, many of you will know about, you know, a horrible false flag attack that occurred against Russia, which, by the way, is the most attacked country or nation on the planet ever since its emergence. Around the 800s AD, in the Kiev region, the Kievan Rus. And that's just one example. And then you have countries like the Congo, which is certainly no exception in terms of how attacked and how the horrors have been even more overt there. And according to some have really done their research on the Congo, it's the only country that's been attacked by 16 countries simultaneously. And all that's got to stop. Enough's enough. And you have the opportunity to finally end it. You're in the position to say enough's enough and really act on that. So there's such huge opportunity with April. And it begins tonight in terms of finding those last remnants, physical and non-physical. The lunar eclipse. Many of you follow the astrology. You know that's all about letting go. The last anchors and blocks is the common term. As you see yourself in that gigantic, translucent crystal ball. Because there may be some serious resistance to the final and last letting go. Obviously, letting go. The term letting go is quite the euphemism. But have no fear, especially if you're new, because
the 144K is very tactical. And down to earth in spite of the extreme levels of light we work with. And now see the dotted golden ring that is all the other 144K members, the golden light bodies or astral bodies all around the inside of the equator of this giant crystal ball calling your guides, for those of you who consciously work with them, and feel their presence. And now let's call in Gaia, authentic Gaia. Authentic Gaia, we call upon the one true authentic goddess, creator Gaia. Please be here with us. Can we please have your permission to take you up to beyond the multiverses? Feel Gaia. And anyone who doesn't consider themselves much of an energy worker or a sensitive, just imagine what it would feel like if you could feel her presence, and voila, you're connected. Obviously, I'm implying to let go, and I really mean this, let go of all limitations of the mind, namely the mental body. And now we start to move up through the layers of this universe. Just hold that casual, non-trying, nonchalant inward focus. Energy goes where attention goes. As you adore and marvel the beautiful white polar ice caps of Gaia. Look all around at the soft flickering of light on the translucent walls or through the translucent walls of the crystal ball as we zoom up the layers of this universe racing towards the last thick outer boundary of this universe. Look all around, have that occasional glance at other 144K members, at your guides, as always. Mentally and emotionally play with that limitless attitude of a child in order to allow your consciousness to seamlessly move into the right hemisphere of your brain that honors and actualizes your intent of what you want to see, look at, or travel to. The simple truth of working with energy. As you take that last glance at everyone and at Gaia, and all of a sudden that flickering of light on the walls of the crystal ball stops, and as we reach and push through that last thick outer boundary of this universe, and it's very, very bright, you can barely see Gaia in the middle,
You almost have to squint your eyes. And we are through. It goes nice and dark. You can see the silver translucent walls of the crystal ball in that darker tone, as and the universe that we just left beneath us as a big ball of light rapidly turning into a small ball of light, and we rise above a whole ocean. Of small balls of light that are all the surrounding universes. And then all of this turns into a hazy, more hazy ball of light, I guess. That is the multiverse that we just left, and you see a whole ocean of multiverses. And that disappears beneath us as you gently glance at Gaia and your guides and your comrades while I quickly run through the standard protocols. Authentic Hod, we call upon the one true authentic managers of multiverses, the Hod. Please make sure we go to you and no one else true. Hod. And you look up and you see through the roof of the crystal ball suddenly a point, a single faraway point of light rapidly turning bigger and bigger until it lights up the whole roof of the crystal ball. We're still reaching it, still traveling towards it. And this is so far high up above, seemingly all that is. And we reach it. We come to a sudden yet somehow gentle stop. And we slowly, lovingly move through this platform of light, a very special realm. As it envelops the crystal ball, when it closes at the bottom, opens up at the top, you can almost feel the cleansing, super high frequency energies already as we nestle beautifully on this platform of light, so far up within all that is. And we stand in solidarity as we form a single line behind Gaia and a little above her. The crystal ball peels evenly from the top center, slowly all the way down. Without an ounce of trying, look up
establish your own connection with these managers of multiverses. That appear very translucent. Your rational mind will simply present them as very big light beings. And just spend a minute or two feeling what they feel like for the all-important personal connection with them, and feel their unique energy. It's just being up here with such little known beings that very rarely intervene with any single universe. Please your own energy field, just being up with them. So if you're new and you're yawning away or having trouble staying awake, that's for good reason. Just stick with it. Remember to breathe deeply, evenly through your nose. And as always, they may appear very up close, but they're about 2,000 universes away in terms of space dimension. Authentic Hod, can you please send a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable, unmistakable physical level? And you don't have to see him all together and all perfectly. Just pay attention to your senses in the central area of your head initially. And if you're new, just be assured this puts us in a, I'm going to use the term, in a state of supremacy when it comes to clearing blocks for Gaia and humanity and all the plants and animals, elementals, and we can go on. You are making a massive difference, so keep the faith. Just let go. Hold that internal focus on your higher mind's eye. Trust. Pay attention to your inner senses. As you look at them within an ounce of trying, know that just really raises your frequency and brings you into an even deeper, more delicious level of the now and presence and stillness. Really don't take that for granted. It's a big deal. Because it allows more of your soul's consciousness, your higher self-consciousness, to be channeled through you. And that's the real magic. Just let go and trust. We are making history. Know that. because 144K veterans certainly do. It's time, and it's critical, especially if you're new, to really expand the existing boundaries of your consciousness. That's where the treasures lie. Authentic Hive, please send us a massive wave of your energy to our hearts. Connect with us through our hearts to help and support us operating from the infinite depths. And that divine feminine grace and genius of the heart. And pay a little bit of background attention on your chest. This really anchors you at a deeper and far more powerful level to channel way more of your higher aspects. Huge opportunity. Nice. Enjoy this. Now, shift a little bit, unless you're having too much fun, shift a little bit of attention or a glance at your guides and Gaia while I quickly call in the rest of the teams. I call upon the infinite army of the authentic Gamalgam of the Oberon lineage. Oberon being the team of beings that created this universe and physicality. The unique physicality to finally figure out how to finally corral darkness back to the light. And they appear in a fleet of white discs. Beneath us, I call upon the elders of the Gamalgam. I call upon Oberon, appearing as a giant golden being of light, sitting on his throne on the other side of Gaia, between the hot and Gaia. Allow your higher mind to present this, all of this to you, and repeat after me. I call upon all of my high dimensional higher selves. See this creator God or goddess to the left of Oberon. Repeat after me, I call upon the entirety of my soul and you see what looks like a star just up above the hod. Connect with it, feel it. It has to express itself through you. Repeat after me, I call upon my authentic oversoul see a bigger ball of light appearing behind your soul in a different color for the sake of differentiation, a different color of your choice. And lastly, repeat after me, I call upon my authentic I am presence. And see a bigger ball of light, back to white if you prefer, appearing behind your oversoul, seeing the edges of it. Such long, infinite streams of rays of light. Authentic legion of light. There is Gaia. Here we are. Present. And expressing our love and devotion to our soul purpose and mission through being here, stepping up through action. Please take us to the space and place of omnipresence. Take a brief casual glance at Gaia and some of the light beings as everything goes very bright white. So bright you have to squint your eyes as we are altered, I guess, in terms of frequency, to the frequency and place of the very underutilized omnipresence. To squeeze yet another 100 equivalent of meditations into one. To save lives. And we're there. The bright light disappears. Get comfortable. Detached, unattached, present, as you casually glance about this vast levels and armada of light with Gaia in the foreground, at the heart of it all. All that is watching. Authentic legion of light. It is March 25th, lunar eclipse, prenumbral lunar eclipse, 2024. Here we are and there is Gaia. It is a time, just from an astrological perspective, of letting go. Finding, rooting out and transmuting the last and final blocks, anchors, preventing us ascending rapidly and gracefully like a balloon rising beneath the water, within underwater and rapidly rising. This is what we request in a way that saves lives, and we request that technologies of whatever age, era, within the grand Kali Yuga, to finally be found, finally be removed, the last of it, and all of the last of it. It is time for final release, both externally and internally. And by being here, present, to use the metaphor, we're putting our money where our mouth is and willing to go beyond what we know. And let's quickly begin by showing the mayhem, carnage in the Congo and that false flag attack in Moscow, whichever one you're fully aware of or seen images of. And for those of you that don't have awareness of those two things, but have read the latest report from the underground resistance movement via Cobra, show them this so-called lords from Orion that started settling here, started setting up bases and technological infrastructure roughly 900,000 years ago. That think they own the place. Such a hidden network, uncovered only recently, just because other networks from the late Atlantean era to the post-Atlantean era that were recently cleared, and so much else recently cleared, we request Authentic Legion of Light that you go down as far as you need to through our physical vessels here on the surface, through our connecting consciousness and light up everything within Gaia, throughout Gaia, from the space of omnipresence to uncover the hidden and any remaining deeper layers, both physical and non-physical layers and networks. Four, it is March 25th, lunar eclipse. It is the time for truly letting go, for truly removing all dark anchors, which will have a similar effect on our personal lives as this whole letting go of blocks and anchors also applies at an internal individual level. But that can't happen gracefully if there's so much rising volatility and constant rising volatility from the external. For without this presence of whatever negative faction and network remains, particularly their technologies, because it's their technologies that's screwing things up and making things rough, the energies and the experience of a session can be graceful and gracefully move through all of us for graceful release. It's only them and their technologies that makes it, shall we say, ungraceful, to put it euphemistically. final release. Now see Gaia in a quarantine sphere. See the oceans, the continents, the polar ice caps. And ask your soul, which is essentially your true identity, obviously not at the highest level, to show you all of Gaia, everything within Gaia, all the planes and densities and everything in between. From the place and space of omnipresence, as your I am presence is right there opposite you. So pick any color you want that represents omnipresence throughout Gaia. There's a lot of stiff resistance underground. The light forces need or can do without help. And we're going to give it to them. Because it's pretty fierce down there. See the teams. At least some of them opposite on the other side of the quarantine sphere, Gaia in the middle. We're not tolerating any further blocks, anchors, especially deeply hidden technologies. You always be aware, especially if you're new, any form or kind of block, and it's typically going to be some kind of technology that looks like magic. It's likely been here for a very long time. Even something the size of a quantum particle or even smaller than that, your mind's eye will show it to you as, you know, as big as you need to see it to be able to receive the image. It'll appear dark or grey or black. Forget about what shape it is. Don't try to make sense of it or try to understand it. That's not our job. Our job is to transmute first, ask questions later, because we've all had enough. The Dark Age is over, albeit only a few months ago, but it's over. End of story. Now remember, you can see anything and everything. There's no limitation to that. When you're working closely with such multitudes of light, especially I am, it's just a simple case of intent. And knowing how to use that intent, holding that focus, turn dark into light, transmute. As always, change background colors of Gaia and or the quarantine sphere whenever, as you need to. You are the creator God. Utilizing what is actually a highly unique and privileged position of consciousness projection from the physical plane to the non-physical plane, which is what actualizes what we would consider and refer to as godlike powers. This is why physicality was created. and it allows you to utilize masses of power, utilizing this phenomena of the kind that you don't really have, don't have basically. If you are operating from some non-physical aspect, say etheric plane aspect, and focusing on your on the etheric plane, you have some cool abilities, but nothing this spectacular when projecting your consciousness from the physical to the non-physical. And take your time settling in. Totally fine for some of us to take some time, need some time to sort of really, I don't know, settle in, let go, lose yourself, and then kick butt. Because the teams are continuously scanning and scanning and scanning the multitudes of frequencies, pockets, spaces, places. Your job is to simply hold space, hold consciousness and focus on this game-changing internal visual focus so that they, let alone your higher aspects, can get in there in a way that they obviously can't, otherwise they would have done it. And it's important to be aware of that distinction and awareness. Quite often, some muck and garbage needs to be cleared initially to be able to see what's underneath. So despite the, shall we say, dramatic nature of our sacred intervention, divine intervention, that's what's working through us. Relax and play. Let go. In one respect, let go of the mind. Play. Make it cool and fun. Take that occasional glance at one or two or more, if you can, of the beings that we've invoked, called in en masse. We specialize in squeezing 200 mass meditations into one. Believe it, let go of all limitations to that effect. As you follow these simple protocols, and know that your presence combined with your intent and your higher aspects and teams is what rules. And you do get better and better at this as we settle in deeper. You know, as sometimes you sort of struggle at the beginning and then eventually 20 minutes or 30 minutes later, you kind of, I don't know, almost in a sense give up of trying. And then all of a sudden you seize on something. Be here. Engage that right hemisphere of your amazing brain. Look all around. Be graceful. Be playful. Trust in where your higher mind's eye is already taking you. And breathe. It will get interesting. If it hasn't already. I'm just going to be silent for a few moments. Just really settle in here. Okay, so there seems to be a lot of clearing, and I saw a kind of a triangular shape that appeared dark and that went white, transmuted, cleared, and then things really went into the core of Gaia, some sort of a dark presence, horrible technology being worked on there. And for those of you that feel like or want to or being guided to do the Cobra meditation, now's the time to go over to the last email that we sent and click on the YouTube link and do that. It's typically 20 minutes long. Feel free to do that if your soul, in other words, soul purpose, is for that. If not, take a glance at least two of the HOD, way on the opposite, because they surround us now, opposite end, way past the Gaia, and on either side of the Gaia, because there's five of them and they stand all around us, evenly spaced. And in between them, a little above, is your soul, oversoul, and I am. And just express your request, I guess, through your heart, through your chest, to fulfill that particular and often unique soul assignment, soul task that you specialize at and can do that others can't. Because we're not here to do that. Tune into that by looking directly past Gaia, that's in the foreground, to your soul, within the visual image of your oversoul, and then I am. Tune into its frequencies briefly without an ounce of trying. Trying just gets in the way. To really unleash some magic power for that profound, unique experience as well. Have faith in that. Sometimes it requires that. Through imagination, which is one of the highest forms of consciousness, when you're doing something new, because we are being encouraged by our true identities that freedom lies beyond our current level of consciousness. And to actualize that, move into your right hemisphere by engaging so-called imagination and being that still, inwardly focused, non-trying witness. I'm just transmuting away one thing after another. They're just all just shapes, various kinds of shapes. And remember that famous Arthur C. Clarke maxim, I guess. that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So really let go of your current level of consciousness, go beyond. And this is a profound protocol and tool to use in general for your own internal work that you're learning here. As you take a deep breath and let go and look inward. Through the higher mind's eye, the eye that doesn't lie. Gracefully allow yourself to effortlessly move into that so-called Siddhi moment, to use Indian terminology. Because for your soul purpose, assignment and talent, it's often that one moment that you seize when other things have been cleared, and for you to move in per your soul assignment. As you let go, almost as if you're being put under hypnosis. Be in that inner world. And transmute. Turn into white light. Anything dark, grey or black that you see, it'll often appear as amorphous by looking at things from such a safe distance outside the quarantine sphere. And know, as you follow those protocols, there'll be regular moments of silence from me. And have maintained regular visual of your soul at a minimum. Oversoul, and I am way over on the other side, a little higher up, as we transform reality and bring about freedom, holding that intent to find most deeply hidden things often relics of the past, to honour the purpose of this lunar eclipse, final release of anchors and blocks, final resolutions, hold that intent. All right, obviously, there's a, and as always, don't allow me to influence or filter whatever you see, but I think it's worthy to mention that I'm seeing, it's the shape of one of those vertical type of eye pupils that is being presented to me from stretching from the North Pole to the South Pole. Obviously there's some sort of a structure that I guess the light forces need some help with. I guess you could say like those reptile shape eye pupils or irises, whatever the term is.
and really engage with your intent set, your soul, feeling your soul guiding you. Really engage that right hemisphere, that limitless right hemisphere of your brain, which is what it's there for, via imagination. A divine feminine phenomena. Alrighty. I'm going to be silent for a bit more. Really go deep here. Last, final, remaining blocks. Turn it white, whatever comes up. And then watch it disappear. And then see what's underneath that, what's next, that it was hiding. As we fulfill what we are ultimately here for. Know it, believe it, accept it. A lot of stuff being cleared. Well done. Keep on going. Don't worry about whether you've seen things right or not sure or anything like that. The best energy work is typically done when you think, or more to the point, when the rational mind thinks it's flying by the seat of its pants. And I'm talking from experience here. Stay with it. The energies are shifting. Intent reveals all. As you take that occasional glance, at your soul, oversoul and I am, seize on anything dark grey or black, turn it white, this is what you're here for. You don't have to consciously know much when you're following these simple protocols. Stick with the protocols. If you can't trust yourself, then trust in your soul. Let alone I am. You can certainly trust in that. By letting go, being the witness. Through that casual, still, non-trying, inward focus. Stay with it. We
you're making a huge difference. Please understand that. The amount of light that we're pouring in alone is just revealing so much. Helping the light forces gain the upper hand and get ahead in a situation that otherwise would have taken them weeks of an otherwise much harsher experience. Have faith. Stand for everything that you stand for. See and feel your soul over soul and I am, the omnipresent I am, up across. Travel around with your limitless consciousness that is already everywhere. Through that inward, silent focus of your consciousness. And hold. Transmute. Hold that focus. Watch it disappear. And hold for all those billions of lives. Authentic Legion of Light, all I am. Presences present here now. Authentic Hod over on. Keep on scanning. From omnipresence throughout all, within and outside of time. Within and outside of space, throughout any pocket, no matter how hidden, within any realm, including the physical plane. Down to and beyond the quantum level, well within the subquantum level, no limitations, all that is. And notice how whenever you kind of do a refresh on your intent, or shift a bit of your intent, like I just did, adding more clarity, and all of a sudden something comes up, and you turn it white, to accelerate ascension, but without the resistance and the volatility that comes with that. No more innocent lives lost. And we really, within the next 5-10 minutes, if not already before then, we're getting really deeper into the core of what's denying us our freedom and the restoration of love. Ooh, I felt Gaia there. Okay. As always, keep on doing what you're doing per your unique soul purpose, soul assignment based on your soul talents. I'm getting the, I suppose I'm covering, thanks to all this clearing, of a, I guess, a magic light technology where it allows some kind of amorphous entity, not necessarily AI, to sort of, for lack of a better term, bleep in and out of reality and time spaces within the quantum field. Again, don't allow what I see to influence or affect anything you see. Okay. Okay. If anyone noticed something or felt something there, a little shift, it's because some sort of a constantly ever shifting in and out of reality type of thing. I can tell it's technological. It's in the form of a multi-layered square or maybe cube. Stick with whatever it is that you're doing. And for some of you, especially if you're not noticed, haven't noticed much, no matter what you do or try, it's quite often because you're being, I suppose, held back in a sense until XYZ is cleared, and then you're authorized to do your thing. And then all of a sudden you see something. And when you do, turn it white. Nothing escapes us because we know the protocols. We know how to set the right intent. Not long to go now. Okay, good. I felt Gaia there. Certainly feel free to mention that in the Telegram chat. If you did as well, at roughly the same time, let alone the same time that I verbalized it, as always. Okay, in about 5 minutes, I'm going to give a kind of like the final command or protocol, if you will. As we come close to finishing up. To really ask, really sort of declare to the teams. And all your higher aspects, you know, what is that last final block to freedom?
to energetic. Liberation. Physical liberation. Whenever that happens, it becomes pretty much a non-issue for us leading the charge. Keep on playing. Playing is good. And seize on anything dark, grey, let alone black. And turn that, turn it white. Dissolve it. Watch disappear. Leaving that stunning background colour of your choice that represents divine feminine energy of Gaia. As we start coming to a close. Okay, so I partly deliberately kept silent there to really help your mind sort of really let go of 3D to go deeper, to allow that hidden gem, if you will, to come for you to spot it. When you let go, quote unquote, give up, but you're there, present, holding that inward focus, and then your guides and soul shows you what you need to know, what you need to see, and you transmute it. You hardly know what's going on because you're going beyond the level of consciousness and reference points that you're currently at. And that's where freedom lies. And now to finish up in that complete non-trying, almost seemingly non-caring detachment, which is so powerful. Look at least a couple of the teams. And at least your soul or I am on the other side. And just literally say, find that final block. That last, most deeply hidden block. That stands between us and final freedom. And always know gotcha. The answer is always right where the question is asked. And if you need to ask it again, you're in charge. Let go and, as always, kind of lose yourself in that sacred internal image that has already been shown to you.
Zoom in, zoom out. Just turn it white and watch disappear. We've removed so much. I can almost feel the ascension. And for those of you that are done, let's bring in through the core of Gaia more galactic central sun light from the goddess through the core and up through the structures, the vortexes, light her up. So the columns of galactic central sun light of your color of choice shoot through into the North Pole and South Pole. We're going to really raise the frequencies in a big way. See, almost look like rods of light of various beautiful colors shoot through the core of Gaia into and through the surface, absolutely transmuting quantum and subquantum anomaly through those areas, lighting up the grids, spreading throughout the surface. Lower atmosphere and crust, the physical crust of Gaia, raising the frequencies, restoring love, restoring liberation, return home. And have fun with this part. Light up some of the ley line grids that most of you are familiar with. Restore the light now. Totally shifting the timeline, big time, and have fun with this. Your mind knows, just receive the image, as this is the final act of this 144K mass intervention, quite the literal one. Let go. Spread your love by spreading the light throughout the surface now. See where the light spreads. Be the witness. The intent has been set. And some of you, what I'm going to affectionately call computer geeks, go into cyberspace, into those quantum computer systems of not just this civilization, but past civilizations. Be limitless as we restore the divine grace of Gaia in these last 5 minutes. Go for it. Unleash. Some of you may be guided to spread light through the Congo, Ukraine and Western Russia, and of course, Palestine and Israel. Spread your commanding light. And now, finish up if you haven't already. Just another 30 seconds. Guy feels much nicer, much more soothed, much more feminine. This is what we're here for. And thus, liberation is nigh, totally and completely inevitable. Just 10 seconds. done the light forces, terrestrial and otherwise, a big favor. They really seized on this opportunity of this energetic space and energetic intervention that we have held. Congratulations, 144K. Now zoom out a little bit and move a wave, kind of like a thick line, shining thick white line of light, removing energetic traces to the quarantine sphere and a holographic image of Gaia. Move white light, following the intent of removing all your energetic traces. And a huge, a massive congratulations to you, the 144K. Especially if you're in North America. Don't worry, the next couple of meditations are during our daylight hours. Now think, with all your higher aspects, with true gratitude from the heart, fuel their love and of the teams, the heart over on your guides. Feel gratitude in your heart. Beautiful, delicious moment. Thank them. For we made such a massive difference. Only up from here. We have prepared things so beautifully, optimally, and critically for a far better April 8th eclipse breakthrough. Well done, everybody. This is your loving servant, the Online Law Warrior, officially closing this physical broadcast of the 144K Lunar Eclipse. Mass meditation, mass critical intervention of March 25, 2024, freeing, unraveling all of 2024, and do wash your inbox for the release, a very important release of the 2024 timeline to planetary liberation, because we really actualized things here, really smoothed things over for that far more painless and graceful path to final liberation. So watch your inbox for that as we now ascend and focus for the huge breakthrough on April 8th eclipse. Congratulations. So watch your inbox for that ebook release coming tomorrow or Tuesday. And grab it, as it's been referred to in a very unsolicited way by one member, as the best intel dump ever. And now return back here, just by shifting your consciousness back here. Well done, beloved ones. You command so much respect, honor, and not just gratitude. And it's just loads of gratitude from all that is and the life forces. Big hugs to you all. And we can move forward confidently. Know it. can feel the pride and love from all that is. I really mean that. Till next time, beloved ones.